The following message is presented by Mooringsport Baptist Church in Mooringsport, Louisiana. For more information, go to the website www.mooringsportbaptistchurch.org. Now the message.
This morning, I want to share with you guys some stuff that's been rolling around my head, thinking about New Year's and just what New Year's means. Has anybody seen this? I saw this the other day. Page one of a 365-page book is today. You have 365 days to write this year's story for you. This is page one. Nobody decides what kind of year it's going to be, page one, do you? You don't open a book and read the first page and be like, this is a snooze fest. Close the book. You at least give it page two. If you're like me, you jump like six pages ahead and start reading there and see if you like what's going on there. But New Year's is such an interesting time. And there's one verse that I love that always comes out in New Year's. It's in 1 Samuel. And it's 1 Samuel chapter 3, verses 10 through 11. It says this: "The Lord came and stood, calling us other times, 'Samuel, Samuel.' Then Samuel said, 'Speak, for your servant is listening.' And the Lord said to Samuel, 'See, I'm about to do something in Israel that will make the ears of everyone who hears it tingle.'" Another place in the Bible it says, "See, I'm about to do something new in Israel that will make the ears of everyone who hears it tingle." And every time I read that verse, it strikes me with one thing. Do y'all realize that life is about change? Let me give you some examples. Every so often, if you're like me, parts of your body start to shed themselves from you. You start to lose your hair, like me. Why? It's your body's way of changing. It's growing. Your skin. Somebody who's really smart knows this. I think you shed like how many pounds of skin a year? Is that something? Sounds good. Yeah, it sounds right. Don't Google it. Just trust me on that one. But like you, why? Because your body changes. Look at the world around us. I know it seems like Mother Nature's gone a little crazy this year, but like it is supposed to be wintertime, even though it feels like it's summertime outside. Why? Because seasons change, right? There's this constant changing, constantly going on. In all of creation, everything is changing. God is constantly doing something new. And if you think about it, even this is wild. Did y'all have, now I know you had the ice storm of 2021, right? Was it 2021? You guys had the ice storm. Did y'all have the blizzard of 96 here? 93. The blizzard was 93. Okay. Did y'all get that? You heard about it? Okay. I know 94, I was in Texas. We got an ice storm that was bad. We played ice skating football in the middle of the road. Seemed safe enough at the time. But has any two seasons, 2 years, weather been exactly the same? No. Now there's cycles and there's patterns and there's things that all these meteorologists like do to discover things, but no 2 years, every season is the same. Sometimes summer's incredibly hot and winter's incredibly cold. Other times it's more mild. Sometimes you have bad storms. Sometimes you have not so bad storms. And even the seasons that you and I depend on and count on are never the same. Even the seasons change as they change. Change is a part of life. This passage reminds me that creation was meant to change. Everything in creation was meant to change. You were meant to change. I was meant to change. Our kids, listen, I love the ages my kids are right now. But if they stay that age or they stay that way for the rest of their life, I'm going to go crazy. I can't handle, like, at some point in time, Kelsey and I are going to have just the two of us back in our bed. Like right now, there's at least three, maybe four of them, well, at least three of them in our bed at some point in time throughout the night. If that happens when they're 50, probably not going to be real happy. Not going to do all right with that. Why? Because we want them to change. How many of you have kids, grandkids, that you want them just to stay the same forever? No, you don't. You want to keep them little and you like it and it's cute and adorable. But how many of you, when you were done with diapers, you said a little hallelujah? Yeah. How many of you, when you were done with that phase of life where you had to constantly take them everywhere and they got their driver's license, there's a little bit of a, all right, I don't got to do this anymore. We go through those phases, and as much as we enjoy the phases in the time, we actually like change because life is supposed to change. Creation was meant to change. And that brought me to this other passage in Mark chapter 2, verses 21 through 22. It says this: "Besides, who puts old clothing with new clothing? For the new patch would shrink and rip away from the old clothing, leaving an even bigger tear than before. And no one puts new wine into old wineskins, for the wine would burst the wineskins, and the wine and the skins would both be lost. New wine calls for new wineskins." As I read that passage, it was interesting because both these cases, without a new year and new change, or without a new change in these situations, there would be a great loss. And in our life, a new year, 2023, without change is setting us up for a great loss. It was interesting as I read back, because if you look and you read that passage of scripture in Mark chapter 2 again, it says that if you take the patch and you take a new patch and put it in old clothing, it will rip and the tear will become worse than it was before. Meaning the damage, the carryover, the end result will be worse than it was before. The wineskins, he says, if you take new wine and put it into an old wineskin, when the fermenting process happens, it will burst. You won't only just lose the wine, but you'll also lose the wineskins. And he says the loss will be even more than what you had before. In every situation, when Jesus gives this example, he's telling us that the worst, it will be worse than it was before. And that got me thinking about my life, about your life, about what 2023 means for us. And church, I have to tell you, if you try to live the same way you lived in 2022 and 2023, I wonder what makes you think it's going to be better. Because what that tells me, what that tells you, is that anytime we try to continue to live this way, the same way that we've always been, and we refuse to change, the damage is worse than it was before. Now, that's scary because we don't like change. Again, do I want her to get her driver's license one day? Yeah, but I'm not ready for it right now. I've ridden in a go-kart with her before. It's terrifying. We want that change, but change is also scary because it means different. It means something different. It means that the old way we did things, what we're comfortable with, everything we used to know, we can't hold on to any longer. And what I love also about this passage is the illustration that Jesus gives. He says that new, I'm trying to remember if I can remember this without looking at my notes, new won't fit old. But old can't hold new. Look at that again when you get a chance today and you get home. New can't fit old, but old can't hold new. So what are we left to do? Because if you look at our church, if you look at your life, if you look at my life, can you just go into 2023 and say, listen, everybody that had a relationship, everything that was a part of 2022, I'm not going to do anything with anymore? No, you can't do that because you have jobs, you have life, you have family, you have people that are with you. And so there are certain things that you have to keep with you that have to remain the same. Just because 2022 is last year doesn't mean that you can just write it off and not remember it, not use it, not benefit from it. But what are we left to do with the idea that old can't handle new and new, no wait, old can't fit new and new can't handle old, something like that. I think the idea is this. There are certain things that from 2022 that you and I need to keep with us. As a church, as believers, as followers of Christ, there are certain things that I can guarantee you. Hey, listen, if you did this, if this was a part of your life in 2022, it should be a part of your life in 2023. There are certain things that we need to bring with us from 2022 into 2023. The first one is worship. And you're here on New Year's Day, and so I know your worship is a big part of your life. But as I was thinking through this, it says this. In Hebrews chapter 13, verse 15, it says, therefore, let us offer through Jesus continual sacrifices of praise to God, proclaiming our allegiance to his name. And don't forget to do good to those who share and share with those who are in need. These are the sacrifices that please God. Worship needs to be something that we continue in, and not just this corporate worship where we come together, a lifestyle of worship where every single thing you do as you go, as you live, as you breathe, as you exist in the world that is out there, you need to be worshiping God in everything you do, giving to him because he saved your souls. That's what the passage in Hebrews tells me. The second thing is generosity. I've been blown away as a church at your generosity. Not just to my family, to those people in our church, but to the community, to different people. And that is something that if you haven't been a part of, I would implore you and challenge you to be a part of this in 2023. To be generous people. Again, that same passage we just read, I just told you guys about in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 16 says, don't forget to do good and share with those who are in need. Galatians chapter 6, verse 10 says this, as we have an opportunity, let us do good to all men, but especially to those who are the household of faith. It's the idea of to do good, to be generous to everyone you come in contact with. Do you realize God gives you whatever your means are? Gives it to you. But you get to be generous with it and give back to point other people to him. Not just, and listen, this is not just a money thing. Because I'm a firm believer that your tithe, that your gift, that what you give to God can go way beyond money. It can be your time. It can be serving. It can be serving in your church. It can be loving somebody. It can be going and spending time with people. That can be how you give to God as well. And so continue to be generous with your time. Continue to be generous with your money. Continue to be generous with everything that God's blessed you with, because that blessing is meant to point other people to him. Excitement. Man, I remember, and it was funny. So in the process of doing bulletins this week, I looked back at Miss Bonnie's bulletins. Last January 4th was our first Sunday here. Brother Taylor was still here, but January 4th was our first Sunday here. And man, I'll never forget. I sat, I think same pew, because I'm Baptist. I don't switch that stuff up. But I think I sat on this side, and I remember sitting there, and I remember just like, man, I was pumped. I was so excited about 2022 and what it meant, and getting to be a pastor of a church, and getting to be your pastor, and getting to meet you guys, and getting to spend time with you, and getting to remember your faces and see people and not just know their names. But now I know Jim Tom. Oh man, if I could go back to 2022 and change what I know. I'm saying I love Jim Tom, but like I was so excited about that. And you guys were excited. It was funny the other day. Nora and I were walking. She rode her bike up here, and I was walking back home. And I know I had Thomas with me. Thomas and I walked up here, and when I was walking back, holding him like my little Heisman carry, like I usually do, and we were walking back, and I stopped right in front of our house. And I remember last year about this time pulling in with a U-Haul that looked like the Beverly Hillbillies was pulling into Mooringsport. And I pulled in, and I remember looking at the house and seeing just people come flooding out of the house because they were so excited we were here. And we were so excited to be here. And there was just excitement. And I thought back to the Easter egg hunt. And man, tons of people just flooded that ball field with excitement. I thought back to VBS and the pie in the face and how those clothes are forever ruined. But the excitement that was around VBS and all the different excitement that you and I've been through this year. And listen, that excitement's awesome, because what that excitement does is that fuels next year. The excitement that you and I experienced as a church, the excitement that you experienced in your Christian life, hopefully in 2022, fuels you for 2023. Now, the danger and the fear is this. If you didn't have an exciting life in 2022, if your spiritual life, if your walk with Christ, if your relationship with your church wasn't exciting in 2022, then what you're walking into 2023 with is, we'll get there in a second. I'm going to leave you on a cliffhanger on that one. In Scripture, Paul writes this. He says, never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor serving the Lord. The last thing I think that we should continue or bring into 2023 with us is the passion. You guys are a passionate church. And it's interesting as I've gotten to know you. And I just over this past year, I remember different things and I remember looking at things and hearing different comments that were made through the process of this year. But it's interesting. I've seen in you all a passion for your community. I've seen you desire to do things. Miss Ann and I giving donuts to the school teachers. They had no clue who we were. They knew who you were. They had no clue who I was. But there is this idea, this thing that's been driving this church for this past year, is that you're passionate about your community hearing the good news. You're passionate about the people in your community being taken care of. Things like the food pantry that you guys do. Anytime there's a need, it's amazing how our church has stepped up and passionately loved other people. Colossians chapter 3 verse 14 says this, above all, put on love, which binds together everything in perfect harmony. As individuals and as a church, you've blown me away with some of these areas. Some of them could be better, but these are parts of our story that must continue to be present if we're going to live our lives for Christ. If 2023 is going to be your best year yet, because again, going back to what we talked about a couple weeks ago, I firmly believe your best days as a follower in Christ are still to come. I think our church's best days as a church, the body of Christ, are still to come. If 2023 is going to change for the better for you, I think these things need to be a part of your life. If they weren't in 2023, write them down. Make a point to make them a part of your life in 2023. Also, though, are some things that I think we probably need to leave in 2022. I started thinking about this. What would happen if I tried to take a palm tree to Alaska? Wouldn't it work, would it? Why? Because palm trees belong in Florida. They belong at the beach. They don't belong in Anchorage, Alaska. They can't survive in that. There are certain things that if you and I are going to live the life that Christ has called us to have our best year of 2023 ahead of us, there are certain things that we can't bring with us into 2023. There are certain things that we need to leave in the past where they were. The first one that comes to mind is sin. Proverbs 28:13 says this, whoever conceals his transgressions will not prosper, but he who confesses and forsakes them will obtain mercy. There are certain ongoing, nagging, longing sins that you and I have that are part of our life. Let me say that again. There are certain sins that you and I have that are part of our life. First one to tell you, confess to you, there are longing and lagging and ongoing sins that I struggle with daily that are part of my life. So if that's true for me, I'm going to guess it's probably true for you too. There are certain sins that you and I need to give up, we need to leave behind, and we need to not take with us into 2023. We need to say, all right, God, listen, I've had enough. I've done this long enough. I've battled with this long enough. I'm giving it to you. You have to be the one who helps me leave this sin last year because I'm done with it. It's not helping me grow closer to you. Another one is hurts. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 31 says this, let all bitterness, wrath, anger, and clamor, and slander be put away from you, along with all malice. When you read that passage in Ephesians, it's interesting because what the writer is saying is he's saying, listen, I understand that you have been hurt. Why would you be bitter? Why would you have anger? Why would you have hatred in your heart? You'd have anger, you'd be angry, or you'd be bitter because someone hurt you at some point in time. Trust me, I get it. Been hurt, been down that road, walked that path. Your hurt may be different than my hurt, but it doesn't mean that it's not just as deep and it doesn't hurt just as bad because of what you experienced is a little bit different than what I have. But here's the thing. If you're going to make 2023 the absolute best year that God has for you, you got to leave that behind. You got to let go of that. You got to say, I'm not going to carry that with me into my new year. I'm not going to let that affect how I live my life this year. Mistakes. This one's one of my favorite passages, Romans 8:1. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but live according to the Spirit. Love that passage. Because what that passage says to you and I is this. There's no condemnation. In John, our Wednesday night Bible study, I've loved reading John and how many times Jesus says, I didn't come into the world to condemn the world. I didn't come to bring condemnation. I'm not the one who brings condemnation. That's God. God's the judge. I'm here to share love and mercy and grace with you. And therefore, there is no condemnation if I'm in Christ. Those continuing ongoing mistakes and those continuing ongoing sins that are part of my life, when I give them to Christ, when I give them to God, God helps me overcome them. There's no condemnation. There's no baggage. There's no ongoing thing where I have to carry the guilt, the shame, and the bitterness of that sin on and on and on with me. I get to leave it with Christ at the cross. No condemnation. What that means is that as you and I let go of mistakes, anybody ever made a mistake? Anybody beat yourself up over that mistake long after the effects of things? There's no condemnation in Christ. Christ says, listen, we make them. You make them. I make them. But when you come to me, you leave that at the cross and that's where it stays and it's done and it's over. And you move on into the best life that I have for you, leaving that stuff behind. Doubts and fears. James 1:6-8, but when you ask, you must believe and not doubt, because the one who doubts is like the waves of the sea blown and tossed by the wind. That person should not expect that they would receive anything from God, for such a person is double-minded and unstable in all they do. We got to leave our doubts. Church, do you believe that 2023 can be the absolute best year for you? Or you doubt it? Well, you know, I'm just going off of the track record. Haven't met 2023 yet. It's day one. But 2020 was pretty bad. I don't know if you know about that or not. 21 was worse. 22, things didn't get any better. What makes you think 23 is going to be the best year yet? Because I have absolute faith believing that God's going to do something amazing in my life in 2023, and I don't doubt it one bit. You got to leave your doubts behind you. Fear. John 14:8 says this. It says this. Perfect love drives out fear. Some of you are walking into 2023 with a lot of fears. There's fears of doctor's appointments. There's fears of future, of career, of family, of all these different things. And you're terrified today because as you look at 2023, you're not looking at it and saying, man, it's a wide open year. It's going to be the best year yet. You're looking at it and saying, I have no clue what to expect and I'm terrified. What I love about that passage in John is he says this, perfect love. Now, how do we know perfect love? We know perfect love because he first loved us. So in Christ, I don't have to fear. As long as I have Christ as my stable, as long as I have him as my foundation, my anchor for my soul, I walk into 2023, yes, not knowing anything that's going to happen this year, but I know this, that I don't have to be afraid of it because the perfect love of Christ that is living in my life, that forgave me of my sins, that gave me a relationship with God through Christ, that love tells me I can leave all my fears in the past. I don't have to carry him with me anymore. So this morning, church, I'm curious. What's 2023 going to be for you? Are you going to resist the change? try to do things the old way in a new year? Are you going to move into a new year seeking the potential that God has for it? Doing what only He can do in your life for this year? Some of y'all need to make a point today to commit to doing things in 2023 that you didn't do in 2023, which I can guarantee you will make this a better year for you. Some of you have held on to the things long enough, and you need to commit that 2023 is going to be different. I'm not going to hold on to these things any longer. I'm going to let them go, and I'm going to move into the best year that God has for me. I firmly believe it, guys. This isn't just me talking. I wouldn't be up here telling you this if I did not believe that. I firmly believe God has the absolute best year ahead of you, if you let Him. Father, we thank You for today. God, we thank You for a new year. We thank You for what a new year means for us. God, it's a change. It's a part of life. But God, it means we get to see things in a new way. God, we get to experience change like You wanted us to. God, we get to move forward. And even if parts of 2022 weren't the best, God, we didn't live up to our potential. We didn't do the best we could for You. Lord, today we get to start with a clean slate. We get to move forward and make 2023 the year we want it to be. Father, with our worship, with our generosity, with our giving and our involvement, and Father, with our passion, we get to move forward in a way that glorifies You from this day forward, moving in a direction that glorifies You. God, if 2023 is going to be that year, we have to let go of some stuff. So, Father, this morning, I pray that for those that are here that need to let go of some things, Lord, that You would help them let go and move into a bright and wonderful future with You as their anchor. And, Lord, that this year, not just for our church, but for these individuals and their spiritual life, God, that this year would be their absolute best year spiritually. And Father, that they would produce in them a hunger and a passion to make 2024, 2025, 2026, the rest of their life even better. Because Father, as a follower of Your Son Jesus, our best is always still to come. Lord, we love You. We thank You. We pray that You would help us to be obedient to what You're calling us to do during this time of worship now. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
The preceding message was presented by Mooringsport Baptist Church in Mooringsport, Louisiana. For more information about a relationship with Jesus Christ or about the church, including contact information, please go to our website, www.mooringsportbaptistchurch.org. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.